Hi, I'm Ray Hageman, and this is the Wyoming Outdoorsman. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announces chronic wasting disease has been detected on the National Elk Refuge. I'll have more in a moment. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department and the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service announced that chronic wasting disease has been detected in Wyoming Elk Hunt Area 77 on the National Elk Refuge, which is managed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. National Elk Refuge biological staff humanely euthanized and sampled an adult cow elk suspected of having chronic wasting disease. Tests conducted at the Game and Fish Wildlife Health Laboratory confirmed a positive case. All chronic wasting disease samples, including those collected on the refuge, are sent to the Game and Fish Health Laboratory for processing. This is the first documented case of CWD in the hunt area and the first confirmed case of an elk with CWD on the refuge. Moving forward, National Elk Refuge staff will increase monitoring and surveillance of elk and bison herds for CWD, reevaluate some existing programs, and implement additional biosecurity protocols to keep people and wildlife safe. Any changes will be shared with the public. The National Elk Refuge Chronic Wasting Disease Response Strategy contains details for the next steps. CWD is a fatal neurological disease that affects deer, elk, and moose. Game and Fish partners with the Fish and Wildlife Service to manage wildlife on federal lands, and both will continue monitoring CWD over time to further understand the potential impacts of the disease and evaluate future management actions. For more information on CWD testing, transmission, carcass transportation, and disposal regulations, visit the Wyoming Game and Fish Department's Chronic Wasting Disease page on its websites. A reminder to celebrate Wyoming's five-star fisheries this year by fishing without a license for a whole day for free. The Wyoming Game and Fish Department invites anglers to celebrate Free Fishing Day June 6th. Each year, Game and Fish designates the first Saturday of National Boating and Fishing Week as a free fishing day. That's when anyone can fish in Wyoming except the Wind River Reservation and Yellowstone National Park without a fishing license. All fishing regulations, creel and size limits, gear restrictions, and stream closures remain in effect. Anglers should review the 2026 fishing regulations online before heading out. Participants will need to bring their own fishing gear to events planned around the state, and all children should be accompanied by an adult. This has been the Wyoming Outdoorsman. Thanks for listening. I'm Ray Hageman.